conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
Aaron Maidlow of Umpqua Valley Farm to School is in with us. Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Other than the fog, but that's a whole other program. Talk about the community garden, and you've got some opportunities right now.
We do. Yes, we took over the Umpqua Dairy Community Garden that's connected to the Umpqua Dairy on Mill Street last year, and we've been spending this past year getting it back up to shape and cleaned up, and we've got some ADA accessible beds, and we're ready to start leasing plots out.
So I imagine this is, almost, not quite, but getting closer to the time of year people are starting to at least think about getting gardening ready.
Yeah, it's a really good time to think about leasing a plot there. And then we're going to do a work day on March 13th. So the community is welcome to come help us clean up the entire garden. But if you want to lease a plot, you can do it any time of year, and you can get in and start cleaning up your own space too.
So talk about overall what Umpqua Valley Farm to School is all about.
Umpqua Valley Farm to School, obviously we do school garden education. So we go to several schools in Douglas County and teach kiddos how to garden and grow their own food. But we also are starting a food hub soon. So that'll be really exciting. We're working with about 25 local food producers around Douglas and Coos County to offer community CSA boxes. But we also do the community garden. We do education there, and we have a class for folks to participate in called Roots, where we garden, and then we also work at Rainbow Kitchen and learn how to cook recipes using healthy foods.
So how did you get into this whole farm to school healthy food thing?
I went back to college late in life when I was in my early 30s and got really interested in sustainable farming and agriculture and soil science. And then I did an internship at the Boys and Girls Club in Indiana, and we built a community garden there and worked with the little kiddos in the neighborhood. The neighborhood had a lot of government housing and low-income families, and so the kiddos there got to grow their own food, and we had some real-life experiences when people would come in and take the tomatoes that were growing, and we had to teach the kids, like, you know, there's worse things that they could be doing than stealing tomatoes out of our garden.
Wow. So the community garden at Umpqua Dairy, how long did you say you've had it?
Just a year. Less than a year, actually. And when we took it over, it needed quite a bit of work done. So we're very grateful for some community volunteers. Sailor Excavating helped us by removing a lot of garbage and old waste from our compost pile. Matt Holman has donated quite a bit of lumber so that we can rebuild the beds. We've had some work days. A dear friend of mine, Dustin from Some Dusty Gems, has been helping out and getting it cleaned up and ready to go. So, yeah, we're hoping that this year is the year for it to really be up and running and get the community back involved.
And not everybody has got a living situation where they can do this. I mean, not everybody has a yard, for example.
Right. And that's why the community garden exists. We want everyone to have access to gardening. So you'll see on the flyer it says $50 per plot, but we also offer a sliding scale. So if you need access to a spot and don't have that $50 for the year to pay, we're happy to offer discounted rates. And we also would love to work with community food-based organizations that are providing produce to the community.
Now, the garden then, do you have it like, what, fenced in, or how does that work?
Yep, it's fenced in, and we have 19 plots. So Farm to School uses 6 of those plots for our programming. We have a tool shed on site. We have access to water. We have sprinklers. And then the plots are 14 by 14 feet. So we're cutting some of them in half to make them a little bit easier to use. So they'll be 14 feet long by 4 feet wide. But yeah, the whole space is fenced in. When you lease it, you get a key to the garden so that you can access it anytime you'd like.
And if somebody wants to find out more about getting one of these plots, what do they do?
You can email me at erin@uvf2s.org. You can Google us, Umpqua Valley Farm to School, and go to our website, and there will be contact information there. Or you can stop into Rainbow Kitchen. I'm there usually every day from 9 to 4.
And where's that located?
736 Southeast Cass Ave in downtown Roseburg.
All right, Erin Maidlow, Umpqua Valley Farm to School. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
8:37 at the Morning Report.